Heading out of town. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody's heading out of town for the weekend, and it makes me just want to run up to the security line and confiscate their shampoo. What are you thinking? Why do you play right into the hands of the petro tyrants? Now, I know it's too late to change your plans, but maybe I could plant an idea for Labor Day. What is it that people do on vacation once you get wherever it is you're going? You check out the bathroom. Then you typically walk on a beach, go out to a restaurant, tour a museum, see a show, swim in a pool with strangers, mingle with people who speak a different language and dress differently, read, or just watch TV. Well, you know, that's all stuff that most people could do right here if you could get away from the computer and the phone. And in the end, that's what travel's all about, going to a place where the phone and the computer can't find you. Well, you know what? Unplug them. 80% of Americans live in cities, which means most of that stuff is a bus ride away. Yet a lot of people won't use their own transit system, but instead will travel 6,000 miles to use somebody else's. And as for beaches and sunsets, close to 50% of Americans already live within 50 miles of a coastline. So if you want to see a sunset over the water, half of us could get there on 2 gallons of gas. Unless the rooms are booked by people who traveled 6,000 miles to do the same thing. And as for mingling with people who speak a different language and dress differently, in a typical city you can do that just by missing an exit. The secret to beating the high price of traveling and to eventually lowering gas prices is just to click 3 times and say, I'm already here, unless you live in, well, never mind. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.